Digging holes, digging holes, and digging holes.
The guy's got it. He still got it.
It's what fucking happened? Infuriating to me.
What was it? Was it another Camp WWE? That was fucking gross. That was horrible. Who wrote that? Seth Green. That guy should be taken back and beaten to death. What's that?
What didn't you like about Camp WWE?
What do you mean? You know what it was? It was just very poorly written. Like, the animation wasn't bad. It was just very poorly written, and the jokes were garbage. It was like, and the thing is, I'm all for swearing. I love, you know, a good swear, especially in a cartoon. It adds, you know, it's cartoon swearing, whatever. But at the same time, it was unnecessary swearing in that show. Like, no joke, no punchline, no nothing. Just say the F or say fucking shit and whatever. And they were saying it for no reason, no jokes. And, you know, that made me upset because it wasn't even like – it was just like excessive swearing for no reason. And then, like – and then after that, you could tell, like, they're like, well, no swearing at all. And I'm like, well, no, that's not what you do. You need to go in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
You need good jokes.
Make it mean something.
You got to tell a story. You guys, Vince, you should know all about this. Tell Seth Green to tell a story, not just to get his shit in with the swear words.
I like that. It's just like any wrestling match. You have to make the high spots mean something. Cursing is a high spot in cartoons. You can't just bombard people with high spots.
You got to hit a couple arm drags and drop kicks before you hit a dive over the top. You know?
And this could start a fightful feud. Who has the best hair? Matt Riddle or Elias Theodoru?
Who's Elias Theodoru?
Oh, man. Well, it's you should know who the hell he is. He's our Tuesday Fightful MMA co-host, but he is a UFC fighter. Ooh. Now, I know you don't follow a lot of UFC now. I think he's 5-1 in the UFC. I think.
And he's still in the UFC?
Yeah, they don't cut everybody who has a winning record, if you believe that. Shit. He's 4-1 in the UFC. Also, he won 2 fights on the Ultimate Fighter. So he's 6-1. He fights in a couple weeks, but... let me show you what you're going up against here, buddy.
Let me see.
This is what you're battling here. Look at those locks.
Whoa. Holy
He's got shit. A Pert Plus sponsorship.
That's – I think he's got me beat.
Man, sometimes you just got to know when your time has come. And that man's got some locks.
He's got some locks.
Nothing against yours. I think – hey – ain't nothing wrong with silver.
Oh, man. Nothing wrong with silver. I was not expecting you to pull up a stallion like that with a hair like that. You know, I thought I had this motherfucker in the back. Who's booking the talent for this crew? Because they just love good hair, I'm guessing.
Apparently, well, except for me. Listen, we got a bald guy on Mondays. My hair's really fine. I can't grow out my hair. It's like
I wonder
hair.
How much Pert Plus he really uses, because I barely use any shampoo or conditioner, and that's how I keep my hair stallion.
Look at this. Look at that guy. That's how much he uses. 6 bottles, perhaps. Here's a brilliant one. He calls it the main event. Get it?
I get it. The guy's a showman.
Yeah, he's a big pro wrestling fan, too.
I could imagine. The guy's got it. 5-1. Keep going, bro. I know who you are now. Me and Dustin had a great match. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Joey Styles, bro. I know what you're talking about, dude. Yeah, it happens. You know, I think there's a big misconception and a big miscommunication of why Joey was fired. I like Joey. I'm a fan. I'm a friend, you know. But Joey wasn't fired for what he said. And now what I'm about to say might not make sense. But, you know, it wasn't like the – it's not like the joke of what he said. It's like what we were told not to say before the event started in an email that Friday. And then his delivery of what he said, he literally said, well, I know we were told not to say this.
Yeah.
And then said something. And it's like, bro. It's like I was literally right behind the curtain. And I was like, this is outrageous. Gabe was not too happy.
So was he like visibly angry about this?
I would say visibly angry is an understatement, yes.
Speaking of your boy, look at this. Look at this beauty. Look at this beauty. Look at this thing. Look at that.
Your boy. Is that real? Is that
real? That's real. That's real.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
How many
you don't have a your boy shirt. You don't have one. Pitching a catchphrase, do you?
How many sales do you have to warrant?
Try a million sales.
Dude, if you had a million sales, you wouldn't be doing this podcast right now.
Yeah, would I be shilling my shirts even more? Has anybody ever tried to shoot on you in the ring, either playfully or seriously?
Of course.
Really?
Of course, multiple times. During matches?
Yeah.
I would say, like, Gulak, whenever, like, that's my, like, matches with Gulak. Like, I had one, but it was, like, pretty good early on in my career because, like, you know, like, he would just, like, fight me and I would just beat him up and then he'd start fighting back, you know, and stuff like that rather than, like, here's the spots, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So
how do you feel about that? Do you like it? Do you take it as
I personally like, prefer that. I'd rather kind of shoot back and forth and like this weekend I'm wrestling David Starr at CZW and there's like I'm not calling like anything. I'm just gonna go out there and like because I watched our last match and the only parts of the match I didn't like was when we were actually you know, like calling spots yeah. and like running around. Not saying we can't, like, you could like be like, hey, I might dive on you like this many times, do this. And I'm like, okay. And then at some point we're wrestling and then we strike and then I go flying out of the ring and then you go dive and do your spot. That's cool, you know? I'll remember that. You know, I don't need to know exactly where it is.
Sure.
Just mention like a move you're going to do. That'll happen. Companies do that. I don't like it.
I think there's more to this than you're telling me, Matt.
What do you mean? With this TNA stuff? I haven't heard.
Look at me in the face, Matt. I got the light on you.
I see you. I'm looking right into
you. Have you spoken to TNA Wrestling?
I have not. The last time I spoke to TNA Wrestling was the Smashing Pumpkins dude, Billy Corbin, right?
Corgan. Have you shared a meal with Jeff Jarrett?
No. I'm literally about to fly to Germany in like literally like a couple hours.
Have you been gifted one of these laser engraved guitars?
No. You're the only guy with the laser guitar on the show.
I am not the only one. Those things are sounding like crazy. Right after I bought it, they had Jeff come in and sign a bunch of them. And after I bought that one for $30, they're now selling for like 180.
Stop it. Stop it. They're so yeah. Stop.
Undertaker is back.
I know. I saw that? He made a SmackDown appearance, right? On the 900th episode.
And said that he is back. I was now, like, is he working
dark show like house shows and stuff like that?
I don't know about that. Like he got on the mic and he said, I don't want to make WrestleMania define me. And I thought that was going to mean, hey, I'm not wrestling anymore at WrestleMania. Instead, he goes, no, I'm back. I'm digging graves or digging holes and taking souls, is what he said.
Digging holes. Digging holes and taking souls.
That's him.
The guy's got it. He's still got it. Got it.
Jesus Christ, Matt. That's actually what the crowd chanted at him.
That's amazing. digging.
You gotta stop.
I know how to brace myself. I know how to land flat. I wrestle barefoot, bro.
Oh! Surprise, surprise, Matt Riddle. You want to pop up and shock me by wearing a shirt with my face on it? Look who's here. It's Stokely Hathaway.
What's up, Riddle? How's it going, bro?
Bro, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey, oh, that's no.
That's a nice belt, man. That's a nice belt. Hey, I just want to say I hope you're 100% for next weekend because you should be because, you know, you're going to be wrestling the best.
I am. I know. I got Tim next week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, listen, do me a favor. Take care of that belt. Shine it up. Make it look nice. So at the end of the night, you can present it to me. I'll pass it on to Tim. We can celebrate. All right?
I can't believe it. Stokely Hathaway invading the broadcast. This is blowing my mind.
You all right? You good? Good?
I'm good. Matt, I'm trying to comprehend.
Matt got hot at me.
With this, Sean?
Matt got hot at me because a couple weeks ago I said Trent Seven was going to beat him, so I had to have somebody else on the show that would tell him he's going to lose. Maybe he can be hot at Stokely Hathaway. How's this going to work, Stokely?
Hey, listen, I'm the middleman. I'm just passing the message. That's all. So, you know, it's no need to get mad at me. I'm just saying.
I am speechless. I've been blindsided.
On your own show,
I come to my place of employment, and this is Stokely Hathaway threatens my title.
You know what?
How many belts do you have?
I have a lot. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at this catch wrestling, sport wrestling. MMA
is show. Timothy Thatcher going to come for all of them? That's what I want to know. Is Timothy Thatcher going to come for every one of those titles, including the Naga Championship that Matt has over there?
We're going to start with the WWE Championship. All right? We're going to start with that one first.
Keep it simple. It's the biggest title out of all of them, the WWN Super title. It's a title that reigns over all other titles.
That's
you
true.
Know?
It's a super title. So,
I'll be honest. I love the Atlas title, but that's only a title for heavyweights. You can't even wrestle me unless you're over 205. But this title, anybody can wrestle me for it from anywhere. It's crazy.
Anywhere.
Well, you know.
You know.
How much does Timothy Thatcher weigh?
He's like 230.
I don't know. I'm thinking a good. I was about to say 220.
I know
giving
Tim,
him some credit.
I know Tim's stats. You know, you might walk him out to the ring, but, you know, when it comes to, you know, brass tacks, I know everything about Tim.
Listen. I do more than walk Tim to the ring. I handle contract negotiations. I handle all the backstage shit. So, you know, I just don't know how much he weighs. Like, that's not, you know, where's the Bobby Brown? That's not my prerogative. You know what I mean?
I hear you, bro. I hear you. I completely understand. That is not that's my prerogative.
Matt has been shook. Matt doesn't know what to do.
I've never been shook.
That's the perfect word. Shook. Well, I would say shook as fuck.
I am shook as fuck.
Shook as fuck.
Stokely's on. You just have Stokely on my like 55-inch flatty right there. Timothy Thatcher's challenging me for my belt. I just won this thing. Drew Galloway pile drove me through a table before he went to NXT. So, this is crazy. Things are crazy.
Hey man, you have a target on your back. So this is just the beginning.
You know, and this is why, like, I wanted the belts, but I knew if I got the belts, everybody was going to come after me.
And even on your own podcast, this is now the Hathaway Stoke cast, not the Matt Riddle Brocast.
It's the Brokely cast, if anything.
I don't know about all that, but I gotta run, but I just need to chime in and say I hope you're ready for next Saturday, bro.
I'm ready, bro. Bring it.
All right.
Stokely. Thanks for joining us, Stokely.
No problem. See you guys soon.
Matt.
Bro.
I guess you're not the only one who can surprise people on this podcast, huh?
Bro, you're just – you know what? I'll give you this. If I was a teacher, I'm giving you a plus, plus, plus. You're really going – you're doing your extra work. And, you know, it's appreciated. That was nice. That was a nice surprise.
When I don't shoot the shit with you and try to conjure headlines out of you for an hour, I'm a fucking journalist, Matt. I do my work. I talk to people.
Now I'm concerned. Now I'm like worried Tim might beat me. Like you might be talking. You got Stokely on. You're talking to the Dream Team. Maybe you've been speaking to Gabe. You know,
Gabe followed me on Twitter.
You know, like so now I don't even know. Now you know I feel like my broadcast isn't a safe place. I thought we were in the tree of trust, and
not anymore. No,
not anymore. I thought I could really open up on this thing.
There's a rumor that Goldberg will come back and face Brock Lesnar, perhaps at Survivor Series. He's playing coy right now. What do you think about Goldberg coming back?
I don't think much of it. I think he's a shitty wrestler. I never liked him. He would just charge people. He was horrible at selling. You got to realize, man, I like wrestling for wrestling. Somebody like Goldberg does not appeal to me. Like, Brock Lesnar appeals to me because he's legit. Goldberg's just like a football player that doesn't know what he's doing in the ring. Me saying that, that's my personal opinion, my flavor. Sure. He will fill up a stadium. He will sell seats. Yeah. You know, he's been in multiple video games. He sells merch. He's over, you know? So in that sense, I think it's great. I hope he does do it, and I think do I think the match will be great? No. I think it'll be okay, just like their last match. And it's not.
I hated their last match.
What's that?
I hated their last match. Man, that was a stinker.
Well, what do you think is going to happen this time? Like, Brock Lesnar's a heavyweight that can wrestle and work, and Goldberg isn't. He's a heavyweight that can't wrestle and work. So it's like now you can only do so much.
We see the return of Goldberg on Monday, Matt. Are you pumped?
No. I'm not really a big Goldberg fan. Never was. Not too pumped. He's probably going to do a feud with Brock Lesnar. I mean, I'm a fan of Brock Lesnar. You know, that guy can wrestle. He can work. But like I said, their first match at Mania was
crap.
And what's changed since then? They're both older.
Been out of the ring for 12 years in Goldberg's case.
Yeah, and then they're probably going to try to tell us that, you know, Bill Goldberg's been doing MMA commentary, so now Bill Goldberg's an MMA fighter.
So he does train kickboxing quite a bit, I understand.
I've seen tape.
Yeah. What do you think of the tape?
Guy's athletic. I'm not going to take anything away from him, but like, there's a difference between high level, you know. But the bottom line is, he's going to put asses in seats. Bill Goldberg. People are excited. I'm not that excited, but the people are excited. They're talking. Bill Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. And I think it's money. I think it's money in the bank. I think it's going to disappoint, but I think it's money in the bank.
Bill Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, Survivor Series. I want to know your thoughts on the situation.
You know, when I first watched it, because I didn't watch it, I was wrestling at Beyond against Matt Tremont. But when I heard the news that Bill Goldberg beat Brock Lesnar in like a minute with like two spears and a jackhammer, I was a little offended. I'll be honest. I was a little offended. But then when I thought about it, like literally it only took like 2 minutes to think about it. And I was like, you know what? WWE probably made the best move they possibly could. Bill Goldberg can't even work a wrist, a headlock, or anything. So anything over 2 minutes, he's going to mess something up. So minute 26, two spears, a jackhammer. He no-sold a double leg takedown into the corner. Sounds like Bill Goldberg. You know, didn't sell anything, didn't work anything. Two spears and a jackhammer wins. Crowd
the night
crazy.
Of the night of, myself and Alex Pawlowski thought it was literally the end of the world. We thought that bombs are going to fly down, nuke us. It was all going to be it. Like, that's finally what sends Putin over the edge. Goldberg beating Brock Lesnar in a minute and a half. Kim Jong-un, that's it. That interview movie, that wasn't it. This Goldberg match was. We were done. Gave it a day. Not so bad.
Not so bad. I mean, it did kind of break the internet. Broke some Twitter internets. Other than that, it was good. I think the world's still at peace.
Yeah. The ratings didn't break, though. The ratings didn't go up that much. I thought that given that situation, maybe it would cause a big spike. It wasn't. They got to 3 million viewers, but that's not a very high benchmark.
No, it's not. And this is what the UFC did, and now they're starting to come out of it. But then again, they only have so many stars. But they don't build enough stars. Instead, they just keep bringing people back and reusing old stars, you know? And WWE has a horrible time. I remember last year's Royal Rumble, who won? Triple H. The guy put he literally put the belt on him and is like well past his prime and then headlined WrestleMania. That's, to me, as like an up and comer and to other up and comers, that's reckless. That is a reckless move.
Now that's another thing we got to talk about. The next night Brock Lesnar came out, or Bill Goldberg came out, put himself in the Royal Rumble. So now you got a situation where if you're talking about crowd pop, your probably two best options to win the Royal Rumble are a 46-year-old Chris Jericho and a 50-year-old Brock Lesnar. Doesn't, as you said, I think reckless is the perfect word. Like,
now, could you imagine?
It's not past them to put the title on a part-timer. They did it with Brock. They did it with Triple H. They did it with The Rock.
What they don't realize, and this is what the Royal Rumble used to do for everybody back in the day. It was that opportunity. It's the Royal Rumble. Anything can happen. You don't have to get pinned. You don't have to get submitted. It's over the top rope. Anybody can win at any second, you know? And it gave the guys that never got the opportunities before for the world title the opportunities. Now it's like, what, Bill Goldberg gets it? He's had plenty of opportunities. All these other guys have plenty of opportunities. It's time for, like, this is when, like, Dolph Ziggler wins the Royal Rumble. And you're like, holy shit, what? Or Sami Zayn wins the Royal Rumble. That will get the reaction they need, and it'll get the fans in the seats that they need and the views they need. But instead, they're going to keep trying to reuse, and recycle, and they're going to kill their product if they continue to do it.
Wow. WWE Universal Champion Bill Goldberg.
Fuck Bill Goldberg, and you're going to bring it up. He's the Universal Champion. Everybody's been telling. I mean, I've heard this shit been brought up. I've been flipping down at the seminar. People brought it up. I'm furious. I'm curious, and of course, Jericho came out, and he had another 30, 40-second match that was straight trash because he can't work. And all I'm saying is, you know, originally I wanted to retire Brock Lesnar, but right now I want to shoot on Bill Goldberg. I want to shoot on Bill Goldberg so bad. Broberg versus Bill Goldberg, 2017. After Dan Severn, I'm going after Goldberg. Fuck this guy.
Universal. Tell me. Tell me what would happen in a shoot fight between Matt Riddle and Bill Goldberg.
Well, I think we all know what would happen. I would take his soul out of his body. I would just. Imagine a guy that just has 40-second matches all the time, and then a guy who's half his size just wraps him up and chokes him clean out in front of a crowd of like 20,000. I would take his soul. I'd slap his face and take his soul.
Why stop there? Why not in front of 60, 70,000?
Hey, you know, I didn't even know it went that high except for WrestleMania. I don't know. I just want to beat Bill Goldberg.
Why not? Why not a WrestleMania?
I would do it at an indie show. I would do it at Progress. I would do it at Evolve. It's like, I don't care where it's at. I want to shoot on Goldberg. Calling him out. Shoot. Flow slam. Set it up. Submission under.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling you would be rather passionate about this situation.
I'm, you know, it's not only am I mad about it, but people keep bringing it up and it's making it worse. Like, my cousin sent me a meme, and it was Bill Goldberg holding the title above his head, and it says, "When you feel your cousin's hate." And I was like, "You motherfucker." I'm like, it's just people know I'm not a fan of the Bill Goldberg train, and he's just – he's getting that ultimate push again, except for he's not even working every week 40 seconds. He's working like once a month 40 seconds, and it's making me even madder.
I'm going to get my Matt Riddle versus Goldberg headline for the week. How long would Goldberg last with you in a shoot?
In a shoot, like a legit shoot, I think he knows this, and I definitely know this. It would last probably maybe 2 minutes max. It's maximum time.
That's giving it. That's giving him some credit too.
He does use steroids and he does work out a lot, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He is probably really strong, but then I take age into consideration. I take wear and tear in consideration. I take his football career and concussions into consideration, and I think the is about 2 minutes before he's falling down or I choke him out or I break his arm.
Interesting. It's Matt Riddle. Now, Matt, we got to get down to nut cutting time right here. How does it feel a year later?
I thought you weren't going to do that nut cutting time. I thought we were going to take an easy interview this time, and you're coming at me sideways already.
There were things I said I wasn't going to ask you about, but I didn't say anything about asking you about what it's like to have the second best hair on this broadcast right now. Look
I
at
have
this.
The second best, or you have the second best?
You have the second best, without a doubt. This is like another Elias Theodoru come to Jesus meeting for you, where you saw his hair, and now you see mine. Well, and that was the first thing you mentioned when we saw each other face to face here.
Your hair is nice. It's got a nice curl at the end.
Yeah.
You can tell you take care of it, you comb it, you know what to do with it. But yeah, that other guy, he's still, his hair is still, there's a reason why he has sponsors.
Yeah,
that
per plus, man.
Dude, his hair is phenomenal. Like, because my hair is pretty nice. And that's not bad hair yourself, but that dude, guy's good.
I was on a conference call a while back with one Kenny Omega.
Whoa.
And he put you over.
He put you over
big time, Matt. What'd you think about that? I know you heard about it.
I mean, I'm a fan of his work. I've seen him do a couple things. And you know, I think he's one of the greatest things in the business of wrestling today. So hearing that from him is, yeah, that's awesome. That's a stallion move. You know, it's you don't expect somebody at that level to even know who you are. You know, and the fact that he knew who I was and spoke highly of me was, you know, it was awesome.
So have you ever, like, had any interaction with him? I mean, I'm sure – have you all been on any shows together at all?
I shared a locker room with him at PWG, I think last year at Bola. And he was him tagging with the Bullet Club, the Young Bucks. And they did, like, a six-man tag, I think, against, like, Phoenix, Pentagon, and somebody else. I forget.
Phoenix but, is pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, but, yeah, he killed it last night. But, yeah, that's the only time I really didn't talk to him. I don't even know if we shook hands.
Really?
He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy. I think we at least nodded. We were like,
yeah. So you're not the type of guy who walks in there and shakes everybody's hand.
Well, you know, I'm not a real kiss ass. So I don't want like, oh, Kenny Omega's here. I'm going to go up and shake his fucking hand. It's like, it's more like, if we walk by each other, I'll shake a hand. I just feel like a lot of times, and you know wrestling, a lot of times in wrestling, it's almost like, dude, I get it. Goodbye. Hello. Like, we shook hands like six times already. You don't have to shake hands every time you go to the gas station. Like, it's one of those things, you know. But at the same time, you are showing mutual respect by shaking hands. But I think a bow or a nod is just as good as a handshake.
A bow, huh? Who have you bowed to?
I'll tell you this. When I first started wrestling, I tried the bow. And
really?
I tried to bow. Well, because everybody's grabbing hands and shaking hands, and I'm not used to it, you know, and nobody wants to, like, you know, fist bump, whatever. I was like,
it can get messy. It can get messy. You don't know where everybody's hands have been.
Exactly. That's what, you don't know where my hands have been.
That's
very
true.
Maybe I like to keep a messy hand. And, you know, with people always trying to touch it, I feel bad. So, you know, I tried the bow, but it doesn't work. You always have to touch.
So
it's a rule.
When's the last time you hit somebody with a bow?
Oh, I hit bows every weekend. I hit at least 3 bows in Vancouver's Saturday.
But to who?
What do you mean?
Who's worthy
okay,
of that?
So, okay, say like you're like 10 feet away. You could make the walk to each other, but uh-huh. So you're like, later, bro.
Okay. Oh, like that.
Oh, you think you mean traditional Japanese?
Yeah.
Bow. Oh, no. This is codified American bow, you know, a bro bow.
Sure.
I think I get. Do you still see me?
No, hell no, I don't see you. Not there we go. Now I see you. So,
but yeah, it's a bro bow. You know, it's bow. Like, it's still, that's the respect. There's the bow.
I was good. I mean, to be honest, when you said that, I was like, all right, pretty well established MMA fighter, Matt Riddle.
You just thought I was straight traditional.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I was like, what kind of,
hey, you know what? Sometimes I do like a half semi traditional bow after matches to the crowd, you know? Like,
yeah, of course.
You know, you do that, blow some kisses. I love you guys too. Thanks for coming. If you didn't, I wouldn't have a job. I'm out.
Yes. You know, of course, that's the thing. They make that kind of impression. I'm like, damn, who tore it up in the ring with Riddle to make him just straight up dip down and bow his head?
Hey, I'm not saying I haven't bowed. Like, I'll bow to, you know, the Suzukis and the Ishis and, you
Triple
know,
H.
And maybe I don't know. I don't know if I'll bow down to the game.